Welcome back.
Hello.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Congratulations on winning the X Factor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So Ed Sheeran is back. He's back with new music. Your first new stuff since your posts on social media at the end of 2015. You said you wanted a bit of normality. So what was it like being normal for a while?
It was all right. I went on bike rides. I swam. Got cats.
Got cats?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Calippo and Dorito. And I went on a gap year, proper gap year, and drove around. Yeah, I did. I mean, it was pretty normal.
Because obviously you've been working in this gap year, because otherwise I guess we wouldn't have an upcoming album.
Yeah, but I've been
kind
of working at my own speed. You know, I was able to make the album, thankfully, at my house. I built a studio in a treehouse in my garden. So I woke up, went for a bike ride, came back, had a swim, went to the studio, finished, and repeated that for 6 months.
Was it hard not posting on Instagram and Twitter in that time? Because I get really twitchy if I haven't sent out a photo of my lunch for a few days.
I know, but do you know what? It was hard for like a week or maybe 2 weeks, and then you get over it. And then you and me are from the same generation where we didn't have Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram's a very new thing. Mm-hmm. So like we would have had a phone that you could text off. And before that, you would have had MSN. But like you use MSN once a day. Yeah. But now you use Instagram constantly. So it's quite easy to get back to the mindset of me when I was 15.
Gone are the days of asking mum to hang up the phone so you can dial up the internet.
Jesus,
and
get
onto MSN for a couple of hours.
Yeah, so. And me and my brother, we'd have to be like an hour each, because like you couldn't go on at the same time. So he'd get an hour on MSN and then I'd get an hour on MSN, and that was that. But then when your parents went to bed, you'd sneak back down, but then everyone would have logged out, so.
God, you're such a rebel.
I know.
So despite being off social media, you still managed to make a few appearances in the papers and actually on my show. For example, Robbie Williams, he was on last year, telling me about how he was up late one night working on his new album. Popped you an email, he told me, in case you had any spare songs hanging around.
There's always spare songs.
Are there?
Yeah.
Is it a case that you've always got something in your pocket in case somebody comes begging?
Yeah, well, I mean, the well ran dry at some point, but I've just spent the last year writing songs, so there's loads in there.
Okay, we should talk about the new music that you have released, not one, but two new songs, Shape of You, Castle on the Hill. Why two singles then?
They both are completely different ends of the spectrum of the sort of music that I make, and each one would be an inaccurate representation of the album if it came out on its own. But coming out together, you for instance would hear it and be like, "Oh, I'm interested to hear that album." Like even if you don't like the songs, you'd be like, "I'm interested to hear the album because they're both so different." But if I came with one, you'd be like, "Cool, that album's going to sound like that song." Or the other song. So I wanted to do a bit of both.
So you want to be very representative of what you're going to be putting out at some point in
2017. I just want people to not expect anything, and just expect, if the quality's high, to just know that the album's going to be good and not worry about it.
And the name Divide, I guess you're kind of dividing with...
It's the divide of the sound. There's many, many different sounds on it.
Okay. Shape of You, I've heard that this is one of those songs you set out to write, but not necessarily for yourself to record. Is this?
Yeah.
Do you go into the studio and think, okay, I'm going to write for myself today? Or do you go into the studio and think, I'm going to write a song and see where it goes?
Mostly that, to be honest. Mostly that, because you never know where a song's going to go. Like, I know when I finished Love Yourself that it wasn't for me.
Okay.
So, like, you just kind of write a song of whatever you're feeling.
And so what was it about that song then that you thought, well, this isn't really for me?
It's just a bit nasty, isn't it? And I didn't really want to be singing that for the rest of my life.
But you're quite happy for Justin Bieber to take it off, and
yeah. Well, I don't think the world expects Justin Bieber to. If you have Thinking Out Loud, and then the next song's Love Yourself, like it's a bit like I needed to get those feelings out. They were like pent up feelings, but like I didn't want to. It's just bad karma, in it, like doing that. But I guess it was nice to get the song out.
And back to Shape of You, I mean, from reading the lyrics, it looks like this could have worked as a duet. Was this ever in your mind?
Do you know what? It actually was. I wanted to do it as a rudimental single with Rihanna.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just pouring some water.
That's quite all right. Help yourself.
And then just ended up keeping it.
Castle on the Hill, then. One of a very few songs written about Suffolk, East Anglia, castles in general. Would this song not have worked then if you'd revolved it around, say, the Co-op on Market Hill in Framlingham?
Yeah, I think it would. I think it would have done. I think just having a song that's a throwback from anything like Bruce Springsteen, The River, or Summer of 69, or like anything. I think it's people like remembering their childhood. And it's a very British childhood, that.
Well, isn't it just? Because you've got this big old castle in Framlingham, and there's so much history there as well. It's a stone's throw from your place. You know, it's passed between, I was looking this up, between the Earl of Suffolk and the Earl of Norfolk. Are you on the English Heritage payroll? Have Visit Suffolk been on the phone to get you to front any tourism campaigns?
They want me to go and play a gig there, but like I think the last thing I want to do is go and play a gig in my hometown, just because I still live there and I don't want 40,000 people turning up to where I live.
Oh, come on, though.
It's my little haven.
Your like, sanctuary.
I wrote the song. Obviously, it's going to promote the place, but I wrote the song because I love the place and I don't want to spoil it.
Fair enough. Your guy likes his tattoos. Have you had any new tattoos to represent the album yet?
Yeah, all over my body.
Okay, we'll keep our clothes on for now. But you do this a lot, don't you?
What, get tattoos?
Yeah,
I just like I find a lot of people have an opinion on me getting tattoos, but it doesn't harm anyone and no one sees them. So, like, you're not seeing any right now.
No, I can't see anything at all.
So I really like them personally for me.
You pop out for tattoos like I go out for coffee, by the sounds.
Yeah. No, I'll get like 4 or 5 a year. But also, everyone goes, "What are you going to look like when you're 70?" And it's like, do you know? Does your granddad take a shirt off? Because mine doesn't. And I think I look pretty cool at 70. I might be a bit saggy, but it looked great.
Saggy tats at 70? We'll find out when we get there. How long are you making us wait till this album comes out then?
Not long, but it's not as everyone thought it was coming out Friday, which I think would have been a mistake. So it's going to come out eventually, but there's going to be another song that comes out from it before it comes out.
Okay, heard it here first. What's the most ridiculous rumour you saw written about yourself whilst you had your little year off?
I don't know, really.
There's been a few things written about you.
I don't know if they're rumours, though.
What, is it all fact?
Most of the time it is. I mean, it's not like 100% fact, but most of the time it's
all based
the
on
general
facts.
Gist of it. Yeah, I find that most news reports, the general gist of them, they get some facts wrong. Like, I remember they said in the paper that I introduced Adele and her husband, which was really weird because I know them now, but I didn't know them when they met. But I guess that.
I was just looking at the scar on your face, and obviously that was all over what the front pages
that's
of the papers.
For the person who did that—that's not facts.
No,
but the fact that it happened.
The fact it happened. Well, that's fairly apparent. It's kind of showbiz, though, isn't it?
I quite like it. Yeah.
I think it adds something to you.
It's new.
Was there anything on your to-do list last year you didn't get around to? Because you probably did quite a lot of things.
India. I was going to travel India, and I didn't get to go there.
What, just time thing, was it?
Yeah, I needed to just make the album. I'd been traveling, and also like. I've obviously earned a certain amount from touring and doing CDs, but when you travel freely for 6 months, it goes quite quickly. So I had to get back to work, basically.
On the subject of Castle on the Hill, this got a bit of attention because the lyrics in it, when you came back and hashtag welcome back, Ed, and everything else, Sergeant Chris Harris, he has a blue tick, which slightly irks me because I don't. For Norfolk and Suffolk policing, roads policing, he picked up on the line in your song, driving at 90 down the country lanes. What would you like to say to him? Because
a couple of things. One, could have been kilometres per hour. Didn't say it with miles per hour. Two, no one can drive faster than 30 on those country lanes because they're so windy.
And you should know.
And three, why aren't you complaining about drinking cheap spirits?
Yeah.
Or smoking at 15? Both of those are illegal.
He only does the roads, though. He
doesn't, all right,
doesn't
fair.
Govern that bit of that. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fairly fair. You played a secret gig in Ipswich at the Steamboats a couple of years back. I was there, pub where it all started for you. That was a great gig. You did a surprise appearance at Latitude last year, 2016. Do you think you'll ever come back and do a gig in East Anglia? Because there aren't that many big venues, really.
I really, really want to play Portman Road. Mm. I really want to play Portman Road. But you get tied into deals for if you're playing Wembley. That's like your east and south of England gig. So I will definitely play Portman Road at some point. That's one thing I really want to do.
Listen, Ed, it's been great to see you. We wish you well. Thank you for your time. I know you're a busy man. I guess you've got a lot of media appearances to do before the album comes out.
Yeah, but I'm actually enjoying them this time around. I didn't enjoy them last time, so I feel like a new human being.
Yeah, you look a lot less stressed and a bit more kind of free.
I'm really relaxed. It's kind of like a 9-to-5 job now. I like wake up and go and do interviews for a day, and I go back and hang out with my cats. It's really nice.
Oh, cool. Well, say hi to Clipper and Dorito for me, won't you?
I will.